I sing happen when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, nobody there, you know. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know, like that. And for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know, and then you get free.
Pleasure in this.
The accelerated aging of John Terry examples recall to I would have saved that.
To hear information on how to use this ATM, press the bottom left key on the keypad. You may repeat instructions on any screen by pressing the bottom left key on the keypad.
Está bienvenido al cajero automático con instrucciones audibles de estándar interfaz edición cajero.
Would you like to turn off the video display before please select the language you wish to use. For English, press 2. For Spanish, press 6. To cancel this transaction, press cancel. To repeat these options, press the bottom left key on the keypad. Please select the language you wish to use. For English, press 2. English. Enter your personal identification number on the keypad. For security, you will enter. Please select the type of transaction by pressing the appropriate key. To transfer funds from one account to another, press 1. To deposit cash and/or checks, press 2. To withdraw cash, press 5. To withdraw. Please select an account type. For checking, press 1. Checking. Please select a withdrawal amount. For $100, press 1. For $60, press 2. For $20, press 3. $100. If you would like a receipt with your transaction, press 1. For no receipt with your transaction, press 2. No. Please wait while we process your transaction. Please remove your cash. The dispenser slot is located below and slightly to the left of the ATM keypad. Your transaction is complete.
From the left, dear. One sells from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
Elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. dreams on the shake, and she steals a night kiss. Babies are belly dance, mirage romance in Casablanca. Frankincense in the dressless of her hair. They ride the night on a white mare. Her perfume.
That is, of course, local time. It's 19:30 UTC. Hello, and my name is Tobe. You're listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. I guess the first thing on the agenda is to wish everybody a Happy New Year, at least those who observe a year that begins on January 1st. I guess that's most white people and everybody this side of the Greenwich Meridian, I suppose. And then some. Yes, it's White People New Year. So, Happy New Year. All right. What else do we have on the agenda today? Where did I put it? Oh, yes. Here it is right here. The first thing on today's agenda is a subject that I sort of got into a little bit yesterday. I almost started talking about it, but ran out of time. And so today, we're going to talk about my very first box. Now, when I say box, I do in fact mean an electronic circuit. When you hear me or some other people use the word box in this way, they do mean these little electronic circuits, and if you have the wherewithal, you can put them in a little project box, and hence the name, boxes. I like to call myself a boxer. I am not a pugilist. I'm not a person who fights. I don't do boxing that is the kind of fighting. I do the boxing that is the kind of putting electronic circuits into boxes. Now, you might be wondering, what do you do with these circuits once they're placed in these boxes? Well, these boxes then can be hooked up to the telephone system and can do all kinds of fun things. That's right, I'm talking about freak boxes or color boxes. Sometimes you'll hear these types of devices called color boxes, and that's because when people make these boxes, they tend to name them after colors, and this started with the blue box. If you know anything about phone freaking history, you know what a blue box is, and you know that Steve Wozniak used to make them, and blah blah blah. Well, there's a lot of these types of color boxes. There are the aforementioned blue box, there is a red box, there's a beige box, there is a coffee box, there is a chrome box, there is a pink box, and all of these boxes do slightly different things for you. So today, we are going to talk about the first box that I ever built at the age of 11. I was only 11 years old, and this particular box, it does not have a color name, strangely enough, but I still refer to it as a box. And the funnier thing is, it's not even in a box. So, why don't I give you a link to the photograph right now so you can take a look at this thing while I speak of it. If you're in the comm room of SDF, you'll be seeing a link pop up, and that link is to the photo. If you are not in any comm room, or if you're not hooked up to SDF right now, but you're still listening, you can see this photograph by going to my gallery, my photo gallery at SDF. Just go to sdf.org, click on gallery, and type in my name or whatever. I don't know how. You'll figure it out. I put the photo in my miscellaneous folder. It's the last thing that I've uploaded. You'll find it. Okay, so are we all looking at the box now? Great. Alrighty, if you're looking at the box right now, you're probably laughing because it does have a very, very amateurish or lower appearance. But remember, I was 11 years old. This is the first circuit board I ever made. And as we look at it, you'll notice that it's about the size of a credit card, and it doesn't have many components, just a switch, a variable resistor, a couple static resistors, a 741 op amp, that's the black chip, and a 2907 transistor, and an orange LED. Yes, that's an orange LED before they even existed, and basically the way that LED came into existence is these were factory mistakes that ended up working anyway, so they ended up getting sold very cheaply in bulk, which is why I had them as a child. This is all very cheap stuff. You can tell by looking at the 9-volt battery snap. It's the cheapest kind you can get, not the heavy-duty reinforced kind that I use today. But back in the day, those type of battery snaps were 5 for 99 cents as opposed to 5 for $2.99. So as a child, you can tell which ones I bought. The cheap ones! I still have a couple of those LEDs to this day. Okay, another very peculiar feature you'll probably will notice that it is completely hand-drawn. those traces are hand-drawn. And you can tell. It should be obvious to anyone. And the funny part about this is, and if you know anything about electronics, you might be remarking upon this at this time, but when I first made this, I copied the circuit out of a magazine or a book or something, and I just had the schematic. I didn't have a picture of traces to draw, so I had to draw the circuit myself, and then I copied it onto this board, onto the printed circuit board. And it wasn't until after I started to put the parts on it that I realized that I did not draw it backwards. Normally, for through-hole type of electronics, the traces are on the back, and the components, the resistors and the transistors and stuff, are on the front. But since I didn't draw the mirror image of the circuit, and I didn't realize this until after I etched it, I had to surface mount the components. So instead of the soldering being on the underside where the traces should be, everything's on top. The traces, the components, and the soldering. So you can see the solder joints and everything. And you can see where some traces lifted, and I had to replace the trace with like component legs. Specifically from the LED to the transistor, you can see that. If you have ever built anything out of electronics, you should be laughing your butt off at this point, because this is very funny. But then again, remember, I was a child, an 11-year-old child. How many 11-year-olds do you know who are making their own printed circuits? Let's see, what other awesome amateur features does this have? Oh yes, you'll notice that my name is right there, written in copper. It says Tobe Electronics. After I cut the board and drew the circuit on, I realized, geez, we sure are going to etch away a lot of excess copper. I might as well just draw some random stuff on here. So I wrote my name and made the little asterisk, wrote electronics on it, and down underneath the transistor, the LED, and the resistors, you can see where I wrote bug detector, and I drew a picture of a bug, and then that thing underneath it, I think, is supposed to be a spider dangling from a spider web, or maybe it's just a shooting star. Who the hell knows? I did this so many decades ago. Oh, it just entertains the hell out of me. Also, you'll notice that there are two wires that are coming off the bottom somewhere. There's a red wire and a green wire. The red wire has an alligator clip hooked to it. And the green wire used to have an alligator clip hooked to it. But that wire is single strand wire. Yes, single strand, because as a child, I didn't have money to go out and buy all the wire I wanted to buy. And I really wanted to use both red and green wire for hooking up to the phone system. And so the only red and green wire that I could really find was single strand stuff. And so I had soldered alligator clips to both wires, but single strand wire, it doesn't flex very well, and it kept flexing at the joint to the alligator clip, and the alligator clip eventually broke off. And that's why there's no clip on the green wire today. That would be easy to fix. I've got plenty of alligator clips today. We can just solder a new one on. A couple of other funny little aspects to note. The board isn't cut square. You can look at the top edge there and you can see it's a little wonky. So, you know, a little bit more skill with a saw required there. And I cut that with a hand saw. I didn't grow up in a power tool house. I grew up in a hand tool house. And then in the upper left corner, you can see some white scratches that are sort of rotary. That's where I used a C-clamp to clamp the circuit board down when I went to drill the holes for the components. And of course, I did not have the right size drill bit, so I used the smallest drill bit my dad had and drilled some pretty big gaping holes. You can see a couple of the holes by the op amp. Pin 5 and pin 8 of the op amp aren't used, and you can see the hole very well. And these giant gaping holes. You can't see them in other places because I filled the holes up with solder. That's pretty good work for an 11-year-old. So, what does this circuit do? You're probably asking yourself, or asking me through the radio. I can't hear you, but I imagine that's what you're probably asking. Well, we're going to get into that in just a second. But essentially, you've seen that I've written bug detector on the circuit, and this can be used to detect bugs. You can hook this up to your phone line and turn it on, and if that little orange LED comes on, that means there's something on your line. And so, you can see how that can be pretty handy if you think somebody's bugging you. If you don't think that